Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Because no one ever said life is fair, here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It's Sports Overnight America. Happy Labor Day, everyone. It is a Monday night, and it was Monday night. College football was the main event, but we have baseball going on all day. I guess tennis was happening. Don't expect me to say a whole lot about that, but we're coming off of a weekend where the college football season truly opened. And on Saturday, you know, I kind of covered what happened on Thursday and Friday. And if you don't know, 9 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday mornings, Daniel and I are back at it. And we talked a lot about the Thursday and Friday games. We talked about the Saturday games ahead. At the time that we went off the air, Ohio State and Texas were scoreless after a quarter of play. Of course, there was a lot more to watching Saturday and Labor Day weekend college football than just what went down on, in Columbus. A lot happened. I didn't see it because I was getting ready to do our show here on Saturday, but Lee Corso made his final headgear pick, and I don't think that even if Texas was favored to win by 5 touchdowns, that he would have donned anything other than that Brutus the Buckeye head. A little bit strange. I saw a Facebook post, Jen, about the European mind can't comprehend an 80-year-old wearing a tuxedo and putting a college mascot head on and having 105,000 people in a stadium go nuts. And of course the Europeans see that, and they say, oh, tell me you haven't watched a soccer game without telling me you haven't watched a soccer game. And then we had kind of a lackluster game between Ohio State and Texas on Saturday. You kind of watched that one from start to at least like the third quarter, right?
Yeah.
Nothing special about that game.
No.
All right, we'll get into that. We'll get into the playoff races in baseball, and we should have a guest joining us at about 25 after. Keep it close, everyone. This is Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
She's flipping the script.
Yeah.
It's time for her to ask the questions. Here's Jen Rich with today's headlines.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich sitting across from me. Daniel Ogden up in studio. When you're not listening to us live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at A Girl of Many Hats. And, of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. So, good college football weekend for you, Jeff?
I was entertained. I was a little preoccupied for a lot of Saturday. I had my I have paper due for my history classes. I am a later in life college student, which we really probably haven't put out there. But you know, just to put it in perspective, I counted on the streaming apps. I have an Apple TV connected to the monitor that I use to kind of read up on things, but. The headline that's catching my eye right now is the one to your top left on your monitor over there. You want to read it for the folks listening?
The projected top 25, Ohio State looks like locked for the number one spot.
Okay. Can I respond to that? Who cares? Who cares about rankings at this point of year? I had to, I've tried to just not read comments, let alone add to the gnarliness of comments. But the smack posting, clip. I think that the Facebook page was Everything Ball, and if you go there, you can see how ridiculous some of the posts are. But clowning South Carolina for giving Shane Beamer a Gatorade bath after beating Virginia Tech, where his father coached for like 27 years, I want to say.
Yeah, a long time.
So I want to start right there because it stressed that Virginia Tech was unranked and that the Gatorade bath was ridiculous, but you had to understand the context. It wasn't just that Frank Beamer, Shane's father, coached there for decades. And made that program into what it is. I think that you could give credit for making that program, at least what it was during the BCS era, to the recruitment and play of Michael Vick in 99 and 2000. They kind of took the Big East back from Miami, who had just, essentially in football, had that locked. They were the conference champions every year. It was a little bit like Alabama was in the SEC during Saban's era. But Shane Beamer is not just Frank Beamer's son. He's been, you know, the coach of South Carolina for, you know, for a couple of years now. This is the first time they were playing Virginia Tech. And, oh, by the way, Shane Beamer played there for 4 years. And he was the assistant head coach from 2011 to 2015 at that school. So that was his first, you know, that was the only place that he played college football. And it was the first place that he was the assistant head coach. Now, he'd had a lot of time in various positions at South Carolina prior to, you know, coaching at Virginia Tech. But this was an emotional win for him, you know, for South Carolina. And South Carolina dominated that game, though it didn't really reflect in the final score. But I want to say that this was a special win. The players were amped up for it because they wanted to do it for this coach that's brought them into their program. I don't think that the NFL quite has the player the player coach connection that college football does, because these coaches go and they sit in your living room and they tell your parents, "I'm going to take care of him. You know, I'm going to make sure that he has the best student athlete experience possible." And, you know, to clown on a celebration after an emotional win, and why? Because Virginia Tech is unranked. Like, who cares about rankings in September, let alone in the preseason when nobody's played a game yet?
I don't understand why we even do rankings now. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. These aren't even the same teams that played last season. Everybody is transferred. So many of these schools have like 70 to 100 new players this season that weren't there last season. Why are you giving this new group of people the rating that the team before had?
Correct.
Why are we rating?
Correct. Will Howard.
I'm tired of seeing the same like 10 schools in the top 10 too.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are things going for Alabama?
They're not going well.
Yeah, how was that drive home from Tuscaloosa or from
Tallahassee?
Yeah, Tallahassee back to Tallahassee or wherever your gibberish is from. It wasn't a direct route. I saw you had to go really, really far west and then north. You couldn't just go northwest.
Well, that was to make the Google Maps L. But that was, it was pretty funny. Well, Kalen DeBoer has not had. I mean, they lost to Michigan twice in the last calendar year. Texas lost to Ohio State, you know, twice in the calendar year, but those are four different teams. You know, that was the team that played them in, God, where was it? I think it was at the Jerry Dome.
150 players ago.
Yeah. Jack Sawyer, who won that game. Will Howard, who played a big role in that game. Trevion Henderson, who played a big role in the national championship. Well, none of those players are at Ohio State anymore. And by the way, Ohio State put 14 points on the board, and they're a lock for number one. Do we even know how
it's
good?
It's so crazy to me. Everyone's like, are we sure Archie's not adopted? He was like playing really crappy. Like, everyone agreed that he wasn't playing well, and that was, even with him not playing well, Texas not playing well around him, that was the best that Ohio State could do. Yeah, obviously crown them. Yeah, just, you know, actually, why even bother playing the rest of the season? Just let them have the national championship again.
I think they're gonna get tripped up in the Big Ten, but it doesn't matter because 12 teams make the playoffs, and Ohio State's a brand name. Now,
yeah, like 2/3 of the available teams make the playoffs, so.
I'll go with that. I'll go with that. But I'm gonna say for certain that Ohio State and Texas were not the best two teams in the country. I don't even know if either one of them is a top five team. And don't forget, it was 14-7. If Arch Manning kind of put it together a little bit towards the end, there's no question that he didn't play well. But I'm not writing him off. I'm not writing Texas off. But I think Texas could be an 8 or 9 win program. Yeah. And that might be their ceiling. I mean, the most they can win now is 11. And, you know, 11 unless they make the SEC championship.
Yeah, I didn't think I had a problem with the transfer portal. I'm like, you know, whatever it is, what it is. But now that we've been, you know, a couple of years into it, it's crazy when you watch one of these games and you're like, and here we have Taylor Johnson, his first year here. He spent 1 year in Minnesota and 1 year in Alabama and 1 year being a greeter at the airport Hilton. Like, why are we talking about these college students having played for two or three other teams already?
Yeah, Mac Johnson, the backup. I mean, both of the quarterbacks for Bill Belichick at North Carolina, 70 new players.
We have, like, no interest in being a team. This isn't a team effort. I want to be with this group of dudes, and I want to develop, and I want to grow, and I want to see where we can take this. This is, I'm not getting enough time and enough attention, and I can't post about it enough on my social medias, so now I just need to keep jumping around to where I could be the most relevant.
Well, didn't Arch Manning start at Alabama?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is his second school.
Yeah, so... You know, Arch Manning played at Alabama and transferred. Julian Sain was on the team at Alabama, and he has also transferred. So you had two players that were committed to Alabama that were playing for two teams that weren't Alabama. And oh, you know what, he visited a lot of schools. He ended up only going to Texas, but Julian Zayn definitely transferred from Alabama. Gio Lopez transferred to go play for Bill Belichick from South Alabama. Max Johnson, what did I see, Texas A&M, LSU, and now North Carolina. And he threw a touchdown pass to his brother, which, you know, you think is a special moment, even though the score at the time was 41-13 with the extra point pending. And Reese Davis says, not the first touchdown pass he's thrown to him, because they both played at Texas A&M together. College football is going to lose, and, you know, they're making all kinds of money, but they're going to lose their core audience. Because this is a game that's supposed to be played on Saturday afternoon. And I realize that ship has sailed long ago. And Labor Day, it's great. Labor Day, there's no NFL.
Thursday through Monday.
Well, yeah, let's play Sunday. You know, let's play Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and it's all good. But it's a little too much for me at this point. All right. On the other side, hopefully we'll connect with our guest. She is Jen Rich. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everyone, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America, and it is a Monday that we get to talk about a football game that was played. I think that we're going to have, I'm actually not sure if we're having a doubleheader in week one of the NFL season. I suppose that's something that's very easy to check, but for the time being, we could talk about TCU and North Carolina. This is a game that they saved until the end of the weekend, and I'll tell you, if I was TCU going into this game, I would have felt really disrespected. And they went through this 2 years ago when Deion made his debut at Colorado, and they didn't pull off the game. They were ranked, they were ranked pretty high going into that game against Colorado a couple of years ago. But this game was, if I'm not mistaken, it was unranked versus unranked, and deservedly so. Deservedly so. I thought that, we had a few moments. The first drive by North Carolina was awesome. You're like, oh, man, what did Bill do? What did Bill do? How did he make this North Carolina, how did he take this program from North Carolina, from Mack Brown, and make it in, to what it is in one season of free agency? And, by the way, I'm not afraid to say this. It might not score me any points in Chapel Hill or Boston or with certain people around the National Football League, but Mike Lombardi's a turd. And he's a turd in the media. He was a turd as the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, and he has never proven anything to me other than he's able to network and be friends with people. And, what made Bill a better head coach in the NFL, we covered this on Saturday, Daniel, was that he allows his lieutenants to work, and he is basically he was basically the general manager slash head coach of that football team. He's turned over the thing that he does best to somebody that doesn't do it very well. And maybe Mike Lombardi is just a puppet so that, people can't yell at Bill for, the way that the program is run. He can say, I just coached the football team. I don't know if there was any of that after the loss to Hawaii with Frank Reich and Andrew Luck. I would think that they are, they're pretty jointed at the waist as Belichick and Lombardi are. But we had one drive where it looked like Bill Belichick had figured everything out in one summer, and we quickly learned that that wasn't the case. Jen has stepped away from her microphone at the moment, but she could attest to the fact that with all the pregame hype and everything, I looked over to Jen, and she doesn't like TCU for personal reasons, and I told her I would not be surprised if TCU runs roughshod over this North Carolina team. There you are. So, Jen, I just need you to back it up. I told you that TCU, I didn't say that I predicted it, but I said I wouldn't be surprised if TCU blew out North Carolina.
Yeah, sorry, I went to go get some water. I'm like, I may as well feed Studio Cat so he doesn't come down here and, start screaming about how he's hungry. I don't like either team. So right. This was one of those games where there were no winners.
What's your thing with North Carolina?
I just don't like the whole Bill Belichick.
Okay, so it's not North Carolina, it's Bill Belichick.
Yeah. I don't like any of that noise. I get it, it's Bill Belichick. He's got a lot of history.
Accolades, yeah.
Whatever, but I'm so tired of these leagues recycling these dinosaurs. I just refuse to believe there isn't someone at a much less advanced age that could be doing these things. Like, go and enjoy your retirement. Go hang out on the golf course. I was going to say, I'm like, go bone, ladies. He's already boning. He picked one thing to bone, I guess, until he dies. But yeah, so I don't like them. I think I've expressed several times why I hate TCU.
I said personal reasons.
I hate TCU. So yeah, today was one of those games where, like, just there were no winners. Nobody won from this.
Well, I think that Sonny Dykes is a winner. I think that Sonny Dykes, you know, after losing to Deion 2 years ago, and then going 5-7 on the year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the only thing was the stupid preseason ranking said that TCU was a top 25 team, and when you finish 5-7,
they unranked today.
I believe they were both unranked.
I can never tell sometimes, and this isn't because I want them to be ranked, and you know, like, what number ranking were they? This is just because sometimes I can't tell if they're just not a ranked team or the graphic department was kind of slipping and making a little graphic that had the little, you know, penciled in hashtag with a number after it. Just wasn't an option. So I didn't see any numbers before either team today. So I just assumed neither one of them. this, like, I'm assuming neither one. I kind of thought in this time you'd pull up the ratings, but it looks like you're hitting an AMX paywall for some reason.
Yeah, I don't see any rankings on the ESPN scorebug, so
yeah, so they must have just not been ranked. But yeah, it's always a toss-up. Like, maybe they're not ranked, maybe the graph department just didn't feel like doing their job today. I don't know.
I can't care about rankings.
48-14.
Yeah, 48-14, and
this is the kind of blowouts that need to happen.
It did,
though. Like, this needs to be a pattern for the circus. It needs to prove the pattern for this season to prove that this circus was not worth it.
Well, when he started with the Browns in 91, I guess it was 34 years ago to the day, when he started with the Browns in 91, the Cowboys, you know, blew his team out. When he was the head coach of the Jets, he never made it to a game because he resigned the day after they named him the head coach, which was just a complicated way of getting around a contract situation that Bill Parcells had, where, you know, he left the Patriots and was going to take over the Jets, but, you know, they couldn't have him take over, so they were going to be, it was like making him the president and making Parcells the vice president, even though it was going to, you know, the dichotomy was going to work the other way around in there. You know, so he doesn't do well in his debuts. He did not win with the Patriots in his first year as the head coach. He won when he put Brady in for Bledsoe in year two, and largely won with special teams and defense, which is, you know, which is not an indictment on the head coach as much as it might be on the you know, the offensive talent that you've got there and the offensive players. But, you know, this game went the way that it needed to go. I think that we were way too excited about Gio Lopez playing some good teams when he was at South Alabama and, you know, transferring, presumably for the money, maybe for the opportunity to play, you know, play for this legendary coach that, yeah, you have to acknowledge that the pro job and the, you know, college jobs are very different. North Carolina is not a powerhouse, but North Carolina likes to do this. North Carolina just ran it back with Mack Brown, who had coached them before he went to Texas, and he won a national championship because Vince Young was a very special type of college football player. You know, you made the same argument for Urban Meyer and you know, Tim Tebow at Florida. You know, that's how he won twice at Florida and then didn't win again at Florida without him. And then had, you know, had one with his third string quarterback, but a lot of the credit goes to the offensive coordinator, Tom Herman. And offensive coordinators don't always equal out to be, you know, great coaches. But I think that we can chill a little bit on getting too excited about North Carolina at this point.
I can't wait to see that they're still ranked like 24th.
Well, they're not even.
Like, they're not ranked and they lost. I'm like, I can't wait until the rankings come out and they're somehow like 24th and TCU is like 21.
Yeah, but they, I mean, just the overreactions. You know, maybe the overreactions is what makes college football unique and different and great. But, you know, there's people saying that Clemson stinks because they lost by a touchdown to LSU. I mean, is it possible that you just lost to a good team? I mean, I'd at least give Arch Manning the benefit of the doubt in that situation. I don't think Ohio State's going to go out there and lay an egg against Grambling or anything. But here in Arnett,
I feel like they're overdue for some stupid upset that no one's expecting.
You get them every couple of years. You know, Purdue blew them out in West Lafayette. They went to Iowa City, and Iowa beat them.
That was the year that Northern Illinois beat Purdue, because Purdue beat Ohio State, and Northern Illinois beat Purdue. So Northern Illinois was obviously the better school.
So you're no fan of Ohio State, and
no,
neither is Daniel, but. Notre Dame would have winning the national championship would have, you know, meant more than just Ohio State losing it and not winning it. It would have meant that Northern Illinois was the only team to beat Notre Dame last year.
Yeah. And that was part of why I wanted to watch that Notre Dame game the other day, because I just want to see how many times they mentioned Northern Illinois University.
They did.
They brought up the game from last year like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
I figure this is probably like the last season we really hear about it. There's no reason next season to bring it up. Like, oh, 2 years ago when they lost to Northern, like it dies after this year.
Well, if they go on a three-year week one losing streak, and it all depends on, you know, who they schedule and everything. I don't like Miami. And I grew up in a Catholic neighborhood in Northeast Ohio. I was one of the few that Catholics didn't go to the parochial school in town, and everybody rooted for Notre Dame. Now, you know, in the interest of full disclosure, it wasn't a great time to root for Ohio State in the in the mid to late 80s and 90s and early 2000s until Jim Tressel got there in 2001. But everybody rooted for Lou Holtz and Notre Dame. I can remember the Rocket Ishmael, Ray Zellers, you know, even Kevin McDougal playing against Charlie Ward, the Heisman Trophy winner at Florida State. You know, Notre Dame wins the game of the century, and then they lay an egg at home against Boston College the next week. And Boston, you know, Tom Coughlin from Boston College writes that success out to be the first head coach of Daniel's Jacksonville Jaguars. And that's how we kind of tie everything together. A Notre Dame loss to Northern Illinois, a Notre Dame loss to Miami. Maybe Miami's a better team in the ACC than Florida State. You know what? I don't know, and neither does anybody else. Because we've played one football game, and we decided to arbitrarily put rankings on teams, you know, based on brand name, based on past success, and
on a team that entered the transfer portal as soon as they possibly could and all left.
And you know, if there was a team that just returned everybody, that didn't shop in the transfer portal, that didn't lose anyone to the transfer portal, I would probably just root for that team, and maybe that team is a team like Coastal Carolina. I don't know. Maybe I should read the Streets of Smith college football preview if I can find it next year. It's just like they put out like 3 issues of that magazine, and then the newsstands are just covered.
Can you order it online?
Probably.
I feel like you could order it online or like download it.
Yeah, you can
download it. I feel like that's one of those things where you need the actual physical copy of it.
I agree. I agree.
It's one of those things that you like thumb through, you know, intermittently while doing other things.
I agree. Let's send it to a break right now. Hello to those Jips on the AFN, Sports Overnight America. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Thanks for staying up with us. It's Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jen's here hanging out. We will not be with you on Tuesday night, so this is it for us this week. And we are let's talk about the week that we missed. We've got the August 26th, 1939. The Reds and Dodgers participate in the first Major League Baseball game to be televised. From last Tuesday, we missed Tommy Heinsohn, David Price, James Harden. It was James Harden's birthday when we were talking about strip clubs last week. Guy, you believe that?
Yeah. Sounds right.
So, and then, let's see, Tuesday was the 27th. Happy birthday to my pseudo-nephew, Sean, in Florida. I believe he's 14.
Yeah.
Also, happy birthday to Frank Leahy, Buddy Bell, Bernard Longer. That's a golfer. Adam Oates. He wasn't part of Hall & Oates, so I don't know who that is. And then Jim Tomey. I guess he turned 55. With a 1970 birthday. The trivia question from that day was, when was the only day in NBA history in which two players scored at least 63 points in separate games? I'll give you, if you can guess it within the decade, I'll give you credit for it.
No, I got nothing.
Oh, come on, just any decade. I would assume that it's been in the last 40 years.
Let's go with the 80s. 80s were a good decade.
Oh, very close. Very close. And I did not lead you right, because coming into the final, coming into play on the final day of the 1977-78 season, on April 9th, Spurs guard George Gervin led Nuggets forward David Thompson for the league scoring title by 26.78 per points per game to 26.57. Playing the Pistons in the afternoon, Thompson scored 53 points in the first half and finished the clash with 73 in a 139-137 Denver loss. That evening, Gervin and the Spurs took on the New Orleans Jazz in New Orleans, where they do allow music. And it doesn't say that on the card. and Gervin finished with 63 in a 153-132 San Antonio defeat. Gervin won the scoring championship with 27.22 points per game compared to Thompson's 27.15. I think that happened with Shaq and David Robinson sometime in the, 97 range, maybe, like one of Shaq's first years with L.A., or maybe one of his last years with Orlando. We don't do a lot of good fact-checking here. You know this one. August 28, 2005, during Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin orders the evacuation of the city, and the Superdome is converted into a shelter. On the morning of August 29th, part of the roof of the facility will rip open. The Saints' slate of 8 regular season games will be altered, with one game against the Giants moved to East Rutherford, New Jersey, 4 to Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, and 3 to the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. I thought they were just going to land themselves in San Antonio. I thought that, yeah, I mean, they really promoted the NFL full-time there in San Antonio. I don't know if the NFL will expand. I don't know if San Antonio has any leverage as a relocation city for, you know, a place like Oakland that didn't want to, you know, didn't want to pay public funds when they can't even keep an In-N-Out Burger open there because it's too dangerous for the company to operate there. We're a Bay Area show, but we don't live in the Bay Area, so we'll run our mouths from down here in the desert. Saints finished 3-13 that year. Superdome's refurbished and open in time for the 2006 season, and the club will rebound with a 10-6 record and a postseason victory at home. That was August 28th and 29th, 20 years ago already. And I really thought that first game against the Giants was Bolshevik. I mean, it was, you could have played that game anywhere in the country, and you decided that the Giants just got a 9th home game that year. That just reeks of East Coast bias and, you know, the whole New York thing. Happy birthday on the 28th to Lou Piniella, Ron Guidry, Pierre Turgeon, and Janet Evans. Janet Evans is a swimmer, right?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Hey, it's a female name. You know all the females, right?
All of them. Well, you know what I always ask you, because you know, sometimes I'm not sure. And again,
I'm like the worst person in the world with names.
Like,
we've gone through this like 1,000 times. Like, once a sporting event ends, like, all of it's gone. I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, there's a 13-12 Yankees victory, New York bias, August 29th, 1986. I am almost completely out. I know Roy Oswalt and David West, Jerry Bailey, Bob Beeman. Bob Beeman, I believe, was track and field, and Wyoming Tyus. Maybe she was some male athlete's mother. I don't know. Over the weekend, we had, let's see, August 30th, 1973, the Mets drop into last place in the 6-team NL East by losing 1-0 in 10 innings to the Cardinals in an incredible comeback. New York will reach first place. Oh, more New York bias. All right, so let's move on to August 31st, 1984. First words are the Rangers. But because it's the summer, I'm going to assume it's not the New York Rangers, right?
Yeah, probably.
Rangers score 6 runs in the 9th inning to stun the Brewers at Arlington Stadium. This is back when the Brewers were in the American League. First 4 Texas batters in the 9th collect singles, producing 2 runs, but the next 2 are retired. An error by Milwaukee shortstop Robin Yount on a ground ball loads the bases. Third baseman Buddy Bell caps the thrilling game with a grand slam off Peter Ladd. Birthdays on the 30th include Ted Williams, Robert Parrish, Adam Wainwright, and Andy Roddick. On the 31st, that was Sunday, Larry Fitzgerald, Frank Robinson, Edwin Moses, and Sauce Gardner. We'll save September 1st for the final segment of the show. Baseball today. Like, the Cubs are pretty much just locked into the wild card. Too much to catch the Brewers at this point.
Yeah, I don't think they could catch up with the Brewers at this point. And I don't even know. Yeah, I mean, I get they got a pretty healthy lead there in the wild card, but it would just take couple game losing streak to kind of squander that if everyone else around them wins.
Well, they're 5.5 back in the division, and look at the wild card.
Yeah, they were like +4, I think.
Yeah, they're +5 on the Mets, who are the last team in. So they're +9 on the Cincinnati Reds, who finally won after they have won 2 in a row now. They beat Toronto today on a walk-off, which unfortunately helps. I know that we don't like Canada around these parts, but unfortunately that helps the Yankees and the Red Sox to potentially clinch that division. So in addition to watching Seattle – Kansas City, Texas, and, you know, of course, Cleveland for the last spot in the wild card. I've got to look for Toronto to drop into that wild card race, you know, if the Yankees or the Red Sox catch them. I think that they're both 2.5 back at this point. So 3.5, you know, they're both up 3.5 on Seattle, but, you know, Kansas City, by taking the day off, they gain a game on Cleveland. The Rangers look like they were beat by the Diamondbacks.
They were not.
And they weren't.
They were not. No, they look like all the Diamondbacks had to do was get out of the ninth, and they let the Rangers tie it. And then they end up losing in the 10th. So the Rangers have actually won 6 straight now. So they're trying desperately, even despite all their injuries, they're really trying to right themselves to get back into playoff contention.
Hey, if I didn't have a dog in the fight, I'd be rooting for them. This was kind of a brutal day in baseball. I was watching the Padres-Orioles game, which really has no effect on me. I'd love to see the Padres catch the Dodgers. But, you know, you had some interest in Baltimore. At least you look good in the Baltimore hats.
Yeah, I like the – it's a fun logo.
But like Jason Adam on a ground ball up the middle lands awkwardly, and I think that he pulled his ACL, and he's out for the year. And, you know, Texas has got – so, you know, I mean, they already lost to Uvalde. You know, they've got 3 key players out. So even if they make it, I think that it's going to be a struggle for them. But look, if it's not the Yankees and the Red Sox, I don't care if the third team is Seattle, Texas, Kansas City, or Cleveland. And if I'm going to put Cleveland in it, I might as well put the Rays in it at this point, even though they're a game under 500. Cleveland's 500, so maybe we just really put this down to the pride of surprise Arizona, the 70-67 Royals and the 72-67 Texas Rangers. Really the pride of the Northwest Valley in Phoenix, if you consider, you know, the fact that Seattle plays pretty much on the same street on Bell, you know, right off Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. I'll consider those 3 teams, but I'm really only going to consider the champs, the champs in the Central, the champs in the West, which will be Detroit and will be Houston, and one of the AL East teams, and probably not Toronto. So I think that it's extremely likely that it's Houston or Detroit, but I think that it's more likely that it's going to be the Yankees or the Red Sox than it would be either of the other wildcard teams or even Toronto if they win their division. I think that despite the fact that Toronto's had some success against their division opponents, I think that a different type of Yankees and a different type of Red Sox team shows up for the playoffs, you know, right up to and including the World Series. In the National League, you know, obviously you got the Brewers, you've got the Phillies, and you've got the Dodgers. Mets probably won't catch the Phillies. Cubs probably won't catch the Brewers. Padres have the better shot of anyone, and I'm sure that they play each other head-to-head at some point down the stretch. But I'm liking the division champs. I think that Philadelphia is just loaded, and that's a team of all mercenaries. I don't really recognize Wheeler. I guess Zach Wheeler, maybe Ranger Suarez, and, you know, maybe the pitching, but their offense is all mercenaries. They don't have any homegrown players. When I look at your team, when I look at my team, and yeah, you guys brought in Kyle Tucker. Suzuki was not exactly a player that you drafted. You paid to get him. You paid to get the is it Imanaga?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You've got some players that, you know, you've brought in. But, you know, I look at San Diego, and San Diego is a mostly homegrown team. The Mets paid big money for Juan Soto. And I think that those are the teams that I'm going to respect. Because I look at my team. My team doesn't have Josh Naylor anymore. So they've got Kyle Manzardo. Yeah, they traded to get him from Tampa Bay, but when he was like in AA. They got Lane Thomas, who they got at the deadline. And I don't think that Lane Thomas is a difference maker on that club. You know, Jose Ramirez has been with been in the system since he was 16. Pretty much ditto for Gabriel Arias and Ryan Rocchio. They drafted Bo Naylor. Travis Bezzano is probably the future of second base. They drafted Stephen Kwan. They drafted Nolan Jones. They loaned him to Colorado for a few years, and I don't think that he's necessarily a big part of the future either. But I'm going to continue to root for the teams that are homegrown and organic, and I'm going to root against the teams that pull out the checkbook and try to buy a championship. I had a New York guy on the Saturday show last week, and he said he didn't want to hear anything about payrolls, but it's so imbalanced.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. On the other side, we'll wrap it up talking about September 1st and maybe look ahead to the weekend that will be. She's Jen, I'm Jeff.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, welcome back, everyone. A lot to cover and just not nearly enough time to do it. We didn't even go off the rails too much tonight, which I know might disappoint at least one or two listeners out there. But, you know, some things I'm picking up from Awful Announcing. There's a Sports Illustrated writer that cashed in a Lee Corso parlay because he was the only one that picked Florida State over Alabama, and I think that there was one other game where he was the only panelist to pick the actual winner of the game, and of course he picked Ohio State over Texas. But a good way to go out, because he does not have the best reputation for being accurate with his picks, but he was perfect on his final day on the College Game Day set. I think that there's something definitely poetic about that. Next week in college football, I think that it's going to be a little lackluster after what we had in week one. My computer is ESPN plusing at the moment, so I will not be able to look at next week's college schedule. However, we do have the NFL on Thursday. The defending champs host the Dallas Cowboys, because of course they do. And then I'm looking at the broadcasting options for Kansas City and the Chargers, which I probably would make appointment viewing on a Friday night anyway. But it's YouTube and it's NFL Plus, so it's streaming only. Streaming is going to be a disaster this year, folks. I think that it's only going to get worse before it gets better, if it ever gets better. Let's do September 1st, Monday, September 1st. Which teams played in the first regular season overtime game in NFL history is the question. And I'll pose the question to both of you after the birthdays. Rocky Marciano in 1923, Guy Rogers in 1935, the original Tim Hardaway in 1966, Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor, Dolphin Hall of Famers, born on the same day, a year apart, and our answer to the overtime would be the Steelers and the Broncos at Mile High, September 22nd, 1974. Ended in a 35-35 deadlock despite the extra time. For Jen Rich, for Daniel Ogden, my name is Jeff Rich. This has been Sports Overnight America. Now, stay tuned for more sports coming away next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.